This is a hypnotherapy session for Extraordinary Success by Patricia Aron from vividrealities.com. You should use this recording daily when you're relaxing or waking up or going to bed. You shouldn't be watching TV before sleeping, so turn off the TV and relax for an hour before bedtime. This recording should be used for at least 10 weeks, but that is not to say that it can't work much faster. The reason for 10 weeks is to make it permanent. If you're feeling particularly stressed, you might like to do the yoga pose Viparita Karani until there is a shift in your gut area. It's not necessary, but it might help you to go deeper. Please do not use this recording while operating a motor vehicle or operating any machinery or anything else that requires your full attention. Okay, so just make yourself comfortable lying down with your hands and feet separated. Now look up as high as you can, as if you're trying to look into your eyebrows. And fix your eyes on an overhead spot. And get that sensation of straining your eyes and looking up and back just a little, keeping your eyes glued onto that spot. Now take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Take another deep breath in and exhale slowly. Now take one more breath in. Hold as long as you can. And when you need to, exhale slowly. Now close your eyes without hesitating, just intending to become more relaxed, and already as your eyelids are shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your eyelids are already beginning to feel as if they've been glued shut, locked tight, stuck together, not wanting to open. So just forget all about your eyes. And already all of your cares and tensions are just fading away, and you're relaxing more and more with each sound that you hear, with each easy breath that you take. Your eyes are feeling heavy and heavier and even heavier now. And just allow a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body now. And don't try to make it happen. Just allow that drifting, floating feeling to develop in a way that with every breath that you take, and now in your own time and in your own way, you just feel yourself floating down, drifting down. That's right. Time is insignificant now, and you don't need to try to make anything happen as that drifting, floating feeling continues. And you can see perfectly well with your eyes closed. So just picture 10 steps going down, and you get the same looking down feeling that you get as you're looking down out of an upper window, or perhaps as if you're looking down a flight of stairs. And as I count backwards from 10 to 1, you'll see yourself and you'll feel yourself treading each step. And it might even help you to imagine and feel your feet treading each step. Right now you're looking down and you feel that looking down sensation. You're ready to start moving down, and now you're moving on to step 10. As each muscle and nerve grows limp, loose and relaxed and lazy. And now you're taking step 9 as a wave of relaxation washes over you. And now you're going into a deeper sleep, which is quite different and much more beneficial than the kind that you take at night. You're taking step 8, and you can now see and hear your feet, and you can feel your feet treading each step as you move on. Drift down, travel down into an even deeper level. You're taking step 7 now, and you're going deeper with each and every number I count. The level of your responses are doubling, intensifying. You're twice as deep now as you were moments ago. And now you're taking step 6 more deeply, more peacefully relaxed. With every sound that you hear, with each sound around you, it's flowing through you. relaxing you more and more. You're going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step five, going deeper with every heartbeat. You're going on to step four now. As each muscle, every nerve turns, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step three as you gently, calmly, easily move on down to an even deeper level. You're taking step two, drifting down, way down, deep down, deeper down, and now you're taking that final step, step one, just sleep deeply and allow that drifting, floating feeling to continue as you go deeper into a totally relaxed state. You are aware of a wonderful transformation taking place in your personality. You are constantly growing and realizing a new sense of extraordinary success. You are more aware now of a new freedom to like yourself even more. And because you have the desire to achieve and maintain success in all areas of your life, you also have the desire to do whatever it takes. And from now on, this includes taking on the mindset and habits of those who are incredibly successful. Those people who seem to find success at anything. They're not so different from you. In fact, they only do three things differently. And from today, you too start making those three success habits a permanent and powerful part of your daily life. Naturally successful people do what they don't want to do to get where they want to be, and they do what they dislike first. At work, if they have to make a difficult call, they do it first. If they need to meditate or exercise, they do it first. Doing the things that you don't want to do makes you feel like a winner, and doing them first in your day sets you up for a better day. Secondly, they take frequent and regular action in the direction of their goals. Thirdly, they come back from no and from rejection and keep going. They delay gratification. They make the familiar unfamiliar, and the unfamiliar familiar. And you are now making these habits of your own, working on them one at a time or all at the same time, until they are no longer what you do, but a part of who you are. Success does not come to you. You must go and get it, and you are going directly to success by adopting and acquiring these success habits. Every day your mind is motivating, conditioning, compelling, and programming you to do anything that you don't want to do first. In fact, you have an urgent and overwhelming need to do those disliked tasks first. You are replacing negative habits of thought and action with the same positive habits of thought and action that are shared by the world's happiest and most successful people. You are implementing these every day, and at first this is what you do, then it very quickly becomes a part of who you are. You have a powerful daily drive to do this, and you always remember that first you make your habits and then your habits make you. Your habits are yours to change. And you are doing a stellar job of changing your habits to success habits every day. You wake up every morning with a powerful urge to acquire and adopt the habits of extraordinarily successful people. You automatically remember them. They are imprinted on your memory. And you remind yourself of this knowledge daily. You write it on your screensaver, on your phone, and in your phone alerts so you are always reminded. You too are beginning and continuing to do the same three things that successful people do. They may do it more naturally, but you make yourself do them. It becomes more natural to you too every day. At first, you have to make yourself do them, but after a while, it feels natural for you too. Knowing the steps that you are taking to success, it empowers you, it thrills, it delights you, and you feel a wonderful sense of accomplishment and achievement. These habits are not complicated or hard work for you. You have made a decision to own these habits and you persist in owning them, acquiring them, taking them fully on board as yours until you quickly see that they are no longer what you do. They are a powerful, permanent, and all-pervasive part of who you are. You do what you hate and you do what you hate first. You embrace and own the powerful and life-changing habit of doing what you don't like and maybe even hate in order to get the results that you want. You don't have to say, yay, it's 5 a.m., it's pitch black and I'm going running or I'm going to do my paperwork. But you do say, I have chosen this. I have chosen to feel good about it. I want to do this. And your mind responds to these powerful, direct, crystal clear instructions with no room for confusion or misinterpretation. You now own the behavior of those who succeed. You willingly do something you hate if it helps you to achieve your goal. Those who don't succeed will often give up on their dreams before they do what they don't want to do. But not you. You are the opposite in every way. You're driven, you're ambitious, you're highly motivated, focused, and single-minded, and always moving forward towards your goals. Ever willing to do what you don't want to do to get where you want to be, you put in the extra hours, risk rejections, and being away from home for a while. You do the things you hate first. If you have to fire someone or have a confrontation, you do it first. You noticed yourself changing doing these things once you avoided, choosing to do the things you hate, making yourself do them and do them first. You quickly find that you feel so much better about yourself. And while you are doing this, you keep saying, I want to do this. I have chosen to do this. And so quickly that becomes 100% true for you. You take action every day in the direction of your goals. You take action every single day in the direction of your goals and you happily do this for 7 days a week. You don't have to spend the whole day doing it, but you do something every single day as this action makes you feel like a winner. This simple action elevates your feelings of success, commitment, and dedication. The more you act like a winner, the more you feel like one. The more you take on the actions of success, the more success becomes a part of you. You are committed to making changes, doing what you hate, doing it first, and taking action every day in the direction of your goals. And as you persist, you find you actually are enjoying the things that you once disliked. You don't accept rejection or no. You come back from no and from rejection, knowing that this is only a delay on your way to success, not a refusal that you will be successful. Your success requires never taking no for an answer and never allowing rejection to stop you. You get that and adhere to that. Success requires stepping up to rejection, and you do this. You cope with rejection. It's not personal, and it cannot stop you. You are moving to success, and it's moving towards you, because what you want wants you, and you have the talent, the drive, the belief, the discipline, and these new habits that make you unstoppable. Identifying these techniques and putting them into practice works superbly for you. Running your mind. You master your mind because you understand the four facts about your mind that change your life as you put your knowledge into practice. As you implement these four key things, your mind will become and remain your greatest ally, your most faithful employee, your best and most loyal friend. You remember always what those four things are. They are embedded into your memory, and you incorporate them into your life. You have such a powerful ability to collaborate with yourself personally and perfectly. Your mind does what you tell it to do and what it thinks you want it to do. Your mind does what it truly thinks you want it to do. And because you are so crystal clear, so precise with your mind about what you want, your mind always works with you to give that to you, working with you all the way, as it clearly knows and understands with unshakable, unwavering clarity what it is that you want. You communicate with your mind in such a specific and perfect way that ensures the dialogue that goes on between you and your mind is precise and accurate and gets you what you want from life. Your mind assists you in having the success that you desire in every area, because you know and remember and live by this awareness that your mind is hardwired to move you away from anything you link pain to, and because this makes such sense to you, you link pleasure, not pain, to hard work, to success, to public speaking interviews. You make sure your mind knows you want this, that you have chosen this, and you regularly remind your mind that you are a superb team working together for what it is that you really want. The clear, precise, accurate language you use causes your mind to perceive your wants as a benefit to your well-being. You know the mind so often works on desires and wants that are incorrectly expressed or are outdated and outmoded. So you keep your mind bang on, up to date and in the present, and you see more and more results because of your ongoing commitment to do this all the time and to make it a part of who you really are. You tell it exactly what you want using precise, specific, descriptive language, and you achieve success. You dialogue with yourself using detailed and very specific words that give your mind the right message so mistakes aren't made and your mind gets it right. You say, I have chosen to do this. I want to do this and I have chosen to feel good about it. Then your mind knows that you have chosen to do this. You add, I have chosen to, into your dialogue, and it moves you towards what you desire instead of away from it. You tell your mind, I want to focus on my exams or to devote my free time to study and to find it engrossing and rewarding. These signals very clearly to your mind that this is what you desire with no room for misinterpretation. You say to your mind, I have chosen to eat fruit instead of a dessert and have chosen to feel great about it because I have chosen to be a perfect healthy weight. This is clear and it uses the fact that your mind does exactly what it thinks you want it to do. It is always trying its hardest to move you away from pain and towards pleasure, and you use this to your advantage. Your mind moves you towards pleasure and away from pain. Your mind is hardwired to move you towards pleasure and away from pain. You choose to show your mind what pleasure is. You give direct commands to your mind that you want to speak in front of a group, perhaps, while linking pleasure to speaking in public. You very much want to give a presentation, or perhaps chair a meeting, or perhaps to be interviewed in front of a panel, and you inform your mind of this using detailed descriptive words and up-to-date instructions that link massive pleasure rather than pain to what you desire and what you have to do to get there. You tell your mind over and over again what you want by constantly telling your mind, I want it, whilst making your mind believe you like doing whatever it takes. Military Marines sing as they run in the rain and sleet up muddy mountains because the singing sends a message into their minds that they want this and are enjoying it. This allows them to keep going through extreme discomfort and hardcore training. If you sing when you are doing something tough, this signals to your mind that you are happy with the situation and stops you resisting. You choose what to link pain and pleasure to, and making the right choices makes you successful. As you say, I love working on my career. There is nowhere else I would rather be. That quickly becomes your reality. And once you know how, you can run your mind instead of it running you. It helps to remind yourself that your problem is someone else's dream fantasy come true. Work out what it is that you want, and then notice how much you link pain or pleasure to what you have to do to achieve it, and then maximize the pleasure and eliminate the pain. Your mind responds only to the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. The way you feel about any situation is because of only two things: the pictures you make in your head and the words you say to yourself. How you feel about any situation is because of the words and images you're making. Your words and images are positive, and you get positive results. You react to your own thoughts and images, so you choose to tell yourself and your mind words that move you towards success. And we change our words and images at any time. Our mind responds to words that are descriptive. So instead of saying, this is a challenge, you change the words to those that are less intense, like, my children are a challenge, my work schedule is an issue. Because using words that are less intense makes your feelings and reactions less intense and allows you to feel in control. Your problem is someone else's fantasy dream come true. Remember that. Our words become our reality, and our brain uses the words we speak to identify what we are feeling. Your brain takes every word you say as literal and accurate. Choose positive words, and the resulting feelings are also positive. You tell yourself everything ahead is manageable and that you have phenomenal coping skills. The different words and images that you are using put you in charge and make you feel like a winner. Your mind is wired to seek out and return to what is familiar. To succeed, you make the familiar unfamiliar. And you make the unfamiliar familiar. You make praise and self-praise familiar, as it dramatically boosts your self-esteem. You can make self-discipline, pushing yourself further, believing in yourself and exercising regularly familiar, and meditation familiar. And you make yourself putting down, putting things off, procrastinating, negative language and criticism alien and unfamiliar to you, and you succeed at reaching your goals. Your potential expands as you move towards it. You can never know what your potential is, because once your mind has moved to a new dimension and to new behaviors, it will never go back. You are developing extraordinary, unflinching self-belief as you put the right images and the right words into your mind, and you have more success. You visualize peak performance and you move towards it. You delay gratification. Successful people delay gratification all the time. They watch their favorite show or eat when they finish their project, whereas others eat and watch their show, planning to return to the project later, but they often don't bother because they have had their reward first and they've lost their incentive. First, you make your beliefs, and then your beliefs make you. But your beliefs and habits are yours to change, and this recording is helping you to make changes that will benefit you for the rest of your life. Success won't come to you unless you go for it, and the right communication with yourself takes you towards success more rapidly, and you put this into practice. And now each day you become more aware of the full, powerful impression these true concepts are having upon you, replacing old beliefs with new, powerful ones that are embedding in you and having a powerful, permanent, pervasive effect upon you. And in a moment I'm going to emerge you, and on the count of five and not before, you'll wake up feeling refreshed, relaxed, rejuvenated and happy. And on the count of one, you're returning to your full awareness, feeling wonderful. On the count of two, you're feeling calm and relaxed and incredibly at ease, and this feeling will stay with you. And on the count of three, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you'll feel wonderful, feel perfect physically, mentally, perfectly able to express yourself, to be honest with yourself, to live in the moment and to look after yourself. And on the count of four, you're feeling refreshed, relaxed, wonderfully reinforced. And on the count of five, feeling positive, feeling fantastic, feeling confident, feeling wonderfully at ease, knowing that tonight you'll have a fantastic night's sleep, feeling wide awake now, fully aware. Just open your eyes and you can fill up your lungs and take a long, slow, deep breath. And should you ever play this prior to sleeping, you'll know now just to switch it off and go into a deep and wonderful night's sleep, full of positive dreams.